The following is a KSCO commentary. Here is Kay's Whirling.
Someone unknown sent this to me. Subject is presidential firsts. Who said President Obama hasn't done anything? Here's an impressive list of accomplishments in just 3 years. He's the first president to apply for college aid as a foreign student, then deny he was a foreigner. He's the first president to have a Social Security number from a state he has never lived in. First president to preside over a cut to the credit rating of the U.S. And the first president to violate the War Powers Act. He's the first president to be held in contempt of court for illegally obstructing oil drilling in the Gulf of Mexico. And he's the first president to defy a federal judge's court order to cease implementing Obamacare. First president to spend $1 trillion on shovel-ready jobs when there was no such thing as shovel-ready jobs. He's the first president to tell a major manufacturing company, that's Boeing, in which state they are allowed to locate a factory. He's the first president to file lawsuits against the states he swore an oath to protect. That's Arizona, Wisconsin, and Ohio. He's the first president to appoint 45 czars to replace elected officials in his office. And he's the first president to hide his medical, educational, and travel records. He's still the first president to win a Nobel Peace Prize for doing nothing to earn it. And he's the first president to not know how to properly pronounce Navy Corpsman. He's the first president to go on multiple global apology tours, including bowing to foreign rulers. He's still the first president to go on 17 lavish vacations, including date nights, paid by the taxpayer. And finally, he's the first president to have 22 personal servants, taxpayer-funded, just for his wife. I'm not sure which is worse, Barack Hussein Obama getting away with this, or the people letting him get away with it in a country of the people, by the people, and for the people. For KSCO, this is Kay's Whirling.